I just want to look at this one verse. You remember that preacher? What was his name? Was it Henry Morehouse? I think that's what his name was. That I think, Brother Vincent, that every time he preached, he took his text and he started at John 3:16. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure. Matter of fact, that's a good starting place to go anywhere in the Word of God is John 3:16.
Amen.
Amen. So I just want to preach out of this one verse and just John 3:16. That's what God said this morning. And so I'm just going to try to mind Him. And the first thing I notice in John 3:16 is the God of John 3:16. Amen. The Bible said, for God so loved the world. This God of John 3:16, He has declared Himself as the only God. Amen. He said over there in the book of Isaiah, from about chapter number 40 through chapter number 46, God, He makes Himself known by quotes and questions. Amen. I mean, He makes quotes about Himself and He brings questions about Himself and He wants man to answer those questions with a true heart. He says about Himself, He said, is there any God beside me? And He said, I know not any. Amen. I'm glad that I'm not just preaching about a God. I mean, I understand there's many different gods that men have thought up in their head. And some they've carved out with their hands. But thank God, I've got a God that in 1990, at 3 o'clock in the morning, on the road to hell, afraid my next breath would be lifted up in hell, in the sulfuric acid, or the sulfuric flames of that place, and a preacher told me about the true and the living God, and he told me that he loved me, he wanted to save me, and that he was the only God. And I'm glad this morning that I'm preaching about that the only God that there is. He said, is there any God beside me? I know not any. And so the God of John 3:16, He has declared Himself as the only God. I mean, He's the God of creation. He said over there in Genesis chapter number 1, He didn't ask any committee. He didn't ask a man. He just proclaimed Himself saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I mean, that is the holy God, the God of creation. He's the only God that there is this morning. He's the only hope for man in this day and hour that we're living in. We're seeing in our day there is a pluralistic attitude in America about any old God will do. But the God of John 3:16 that so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He's the only God. He's God Almighty. He's God Jehovah, the self-existent one. He didn't need me and He didn't need you and He don't need men to sing His praises. I mean, He created beings to do that, but thank God He created us, and if you're saved by the grace of God, He regenerated us that we might praise Him as the only God, the Almighty God this morning. And so the God of John 3:16 is the only God. The God of John 3:16, He is the Holy God. I mean, that's who He is. That's His essence. That's His whole being this morning, is a holy, righteous God. I've said in times past, and I believe it's true, that you don't necessarily approach a sinner for the first time witnessing to them or preaching to them about the love of God. You need to approach them with the holiness of God. But everything's wrapped up here in John 3:16, that God is the only God. He said, beside me there is no God. He said in Isaiah 45:22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I'm glad I'm preaching about the only God that there is this morning. And He's the only God. He's a holy and a righteous God. And that's not changed, amen. And it will not change. I remember Brother Billy Mitchell saying many times that God's not going to come off of His throne, His holy white throne and white robes of holiness, to save anybody. I understand, thank God, God, that God himself manifested himself in the flesh, came back to this earth, or came to this earth, lived a sinless life. He died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. And I thank God for that. But he never ceased to be holy and righteous, and he never will. That is God's being, that he's holy. I'll tell you what might in your being is this morning. Everybody sitting here outside of the grace and the righteousness of God, even you and I that are saved this morning, we're unrighteous, unholy, and ungodly in ourselves. But God loved us anyway. Amen. I mean, the only God that there is loved us, made man in his own image and his own likeness, and man sinned against a holy and a righteous God. The God of John 3:16, y'all pray for me. I'm just winging it here, but the Holy Ghost seemed to be helping me. Hey, we need to get back to the simplicity that is in Christ, that he was God, Almighty God, manifesting the flesh, justifying the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Holy, holy, holy. Thank God, the earth is full of his glory, and he's worthy of praise and honor and glory to save a wretch like me and you. This God of John 3:16, he is the only God. He is a holy God. He's a God of triunity. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I'm glad, thank God, that the God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost has dealt with me body, soul, and spirit that night when I got born again. There was such a change. It dealt with every fiber of my being. And if you don't have that kind of salvation this morning, I wouldn't wait till the preaching was done. I wouldn't wait. Dear friend, God has showed up here this morning and maybe wants to save a sinner.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's a God of eternity.
Amen.
This God here is a God that always has been and always will be.
Amen.
He said over there in Psalm 90 verse number 2, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God didn't have to love us. God didn't have to love the world to exist. God didn't have to love the world to continue. God is the God of the Bible. He's a God from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's offering everlasting life to sinners this morning. You know what you've got, child of God, dwelling inside of you? Everlasting life.
Amen.
Now, I don't have a red letter edition Bible right here, but does your anybody got a red letter edition? I'm not one of them red letter edition preachers, but does it show there that John said this or Jesus said that? Jesus, amen. I've always read it. I used to have a red letter. I just hadn't had one in years. But I felt like Jesus said John 3:16 there. Amen. I mean, before that, Jesus said, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And he said, even as Moses lifted up the serpent of the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Is that right? That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, said there. That eternal life. Something entered into me that night. I was afraid I was going to lose my life on that bicycle at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was afraid I was going to lose my life and slip out into eternity. But that night, thank God, by the grace of God, eternal life came. Hey, Jesus said, this is eternal life, to know God and to know his Son, whom he sent. You know him this morning. I'm glad I got eternal life abiding, dwelling on the inside. That's because of the God of John 3:16.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You imagine God himself here. The God here that was standing before Nicodemus, but he was already seated in heaven.
Amen.
Isn't that what he said? What kind of God's that? Amen. That God of eternity. He said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Amen.
Before man was here, God was here. When man got here and started denying the God of the Bible, God was still here. God's here today while man is denying Him and trying to defile who He really is. And dear friend, when sinners are in the lake of fire for eternity, God will still be on His holy white throne for eternity. And you and I that are saved by the grace of God will be with Him, thank God. And so I see here the God of John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't only see the God of John 3:16, but I want you to notice in this verse the grammar of John 3:16. I guess that'd be the right way to say that. You English people can help me. My wife, the homeschool mama, and Aubrey, she'd help me with it, but I guess you can use that word. But is grammar, the tense is of what's written. That's grammar, right? Amen. Said, for God so loved that He gave. It does not say it says God so loved that He gave, not God gave so He could love. You see that? Does that make sense? I don't understand. God so loved the world that He gave, not God so, He could love, gave. Well, that just says something to me. I understand, as we've said, God's an eternal being and He has all knowledge. What do we call that? Omniscient, that He knows everything. Before, during, after. Dear friend, He knows everything. And so God so loved the world that He gave. Not God gave so He could love. I mean, listen, dear friend, God loved us. The Bible says in 1 John not that we loved God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I couldn't satisfy God. You couldn't satisfy God. We couldn't propitiate God. So God propitiated Himself.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be right, Brother Vincent? Right. On our behalf.
Right.
I mean, before Jesus ever come into the world, before there was ever a sin, there was a Savior. Before there was ever the punishment upon man, God knew what Adam and Eve was going to do. Amen. So the Bible says not that we loved God, but that He loved us. 1 John 3:16 said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. Amen. Boy, this is real simple, isn't it? At least we think it is. We need to get back to the simplicity of who Jesus Christ is. Paul said over there to the church at Corinth, he said, I've espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin unto Christ. And he said, for if one come and he has another gospel and another Jesus and another spirit, he said, you might well bear with him. And he says, unless they get an opportunity to come in to see you, is what he was saying. He said, I want to return you to the simplicity that is in Christ. Thank God for all the knowledge in the books and all the learning and opportunities we have today. I believe we've got so far in the religious world today, in a lot of churches, we've got past simply that God was in His Son reconciling the world unto Himself. I say simple, that's not simple, but just simply believing that the God of creation, the only God, the holy God, the eternal God, stepped into time in a virgin's womb and was born out of that womb, and He went to Calvary and died because He so loved us. You know how many people, even in so-called Christianity today, are striving to get God to love them enough by their deeds so they can escape judgment. Amen. He's not going to love us any more than He loved us in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. John 3:16, the God of John 3:16, the grammar of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth, there's a past tense, there's a present tense, a believeth. You know how I know I believe? I believe because I still believe. You try to knock on doors and you talk to people and they say, well, I used to be a Christian. Oh, no, you didn't. I used to be born again. You'll keep on believing. Amen. God placed a believer inside of there. I understand them. Some may not believe as good as they ought to, and it may wane, but deep down inside of your heart, is there really a belief and a knowledge and knowing that Jesus is in there?
Right. Amen.
Preachers wish we could open up hearts and say, all right, He's not in there. You better let Him in. You better accept the Lord. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, you know your heart. What things knows us? The things of God say, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man knows Him. I'm praying that the Spirit of God is bearing witness in your heart this morning that you're a child of God.
Amen.
Oh, I understand this enlightened generation that's darkened by religion. Amen. That whosoever believeth, it's a continual thing. I'm glad I believed. Amen. The God of this verse, the grammar of this verse, but thank God for the gift of this verse. The Bible said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
It's a free gift. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We were all, if I'm remembering correctly, and without looking over this, God wanted me to preach this morning, but is it chapter number 3 of the book of Romans or chapter number 5? It said much more the free gift reigned and won by righteousness. Talking about, I mean, we all got a free gift that I wish I never had from Adam. Isn't that right? I mean, it's a gift that we was born with. If you want to call it a gift, I believe the Bible does over there in Romans chapter number 5. Maybe I need to turn there, I don't know. But thank God for the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness. And while the gift of unrighteousness, if you want to put it that way, is reigning on this old flesh, the gift of righteousness and holiness, because of Jesus Christ, now reigns on the throne of my heart. Amen. And thank God. I'm glad the Bible says, oh, therefore as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Amen.
I'm alive in Him now.
Amen.
Thank God I'm going to be more alive in Him in eternity.
Amen.
It's a free gift. It's a free gift John 3:16 is talking about. Well, the songwriters say, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Maybe Sunday after Sunday you've took your hand, put money in the plate, hoping it gets you to heaven one day. Amen. You say that's kind of simple. You know, there's some things people are going to wake up in hell over simple matters that they thought they was doing and hoping so. Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. He said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. And that verse again, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Amen.
Everybody sitting here one day is going to have life eternal. But there's going to be eternal life in heaven with God, or eternal damnation in the pit and the lake of fire. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
God allowed me an opportunity. We went down there about 17 years ago. Aubrey was in a car seat when we went to that area trying to plant churches. They're the dominant Church of Christ area. There's a handkerchief right here. Praise the Lord. And Lord, give me an opportunity. I had a burden on my heart for my family and my friends in that area. I got to East Tennessee and got under some old time preaching, old time worship, and God put it in my heart. I want to bring it back. All my family is still lost. Some religiously lost and some of them out in drugs and wickedness. And I had some friends that I've seen in these 16 years invite them to church. And there's about, I think there was five of these young men. One of them got saved and he said he'd gotten saved years ago, and me and him played high school baseball together, and he is a lot better than me, so he made it to the minor leagues. He called me one night about 4 or 5 years ago, and he said, I want you to know that I'm saved. He said, I got saved when I was 13. When he first said that, I was real quiet. So he didn't have no fruit of salvation. And he said, I know what you're thinking, and he said, you're right. He said, but I've grieved and I've quenched the Holy Spirit from 13 years old at about 19 years old. He said, the things that I've done have just grieved me and vexed me. That's what he said. He said, well, I was playing minor league ball. He said, I knew I was out of place. He said, but I know I got saved then. I'm ashamed of how I live my life. Hey, this flesh is capable of what it used to do. God will chastise you and God won't let you be happy. I started to come up here on Thursday night. I wanted to get involved. I love the marathon. Love getting involved. And I wanted to come up on Thursday night a little bit early and get involved in it some more. And he called and he called and the phone rang. And it was about 6:30. And about that time I'm ready to get on to the house of God. And the phone rang and I thought Landon likes to talk a while. Then I thought, I wonder what he's calling me. He's probably on the way to church. So I didn't answer it first and seemed like the Holy Ghost saying, call him back. Y'all excuse me. But he said, my dad's passed away, and he said, I want you to preach the funeral. He said, me and dad talked before he died, and he said, he wants somebody that'll preach the gospel. Plain. He said, there's going to be people there that need to hear the gospel. Will you come preach it plain? I said, yes, I will. But I got there and about five men I went to high school with, played ball with, there they stood, 22 degrees, only a graveside service, and we was about to freeze to death. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost showed up, and there was listening, the crowd, about 50 or 60 people, and especially stood out to me, those five men about my age that need God. And I thank God for the opportunity to preach about this gift of salvation, the gift of the grace of God, and the gospel of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. John 6:23 said, for the wages of sin is death. Y'all still with me, ain't you? I thought she was going to get out early too, but I don't want to get out yet, do you? God could have stopped right there and condemned everybody here to hell.
Right. Sure could.
And should have. But he's so loved. For the wages of sin is death. But thank God for one of Calvary's conjunctions. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life,
yes,
through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Not through the preacher, not through the Baptist church, not through my deeds, amen, but through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hey, thank God. Do you have that gift he had to offer that woman at the well? He said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that speaketh unto thee, he said, you would have asked.
Amen.
And he'd have given unto you what did he say? They're living water. You got that living water this morning? It's a gift. Oh, you get tired of drinking from the dregs of the world and the filth of the flesh and the love of the world. Hey, dear friend, you'll want to drink of this living water. It'll satisfy the longing soul and it'll stay inside and spring up in everlasting life. So I don't know if I have it. If you have rivers of living water living inside of you and a well springing up, how wouldn't you know?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I see the God of John 3:16, the grammar of John 3:16, the gift of John 3:16, that's a free gift. And thank God it's an unspeakable gift. Paul said, now thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. I said this on the radio yesterday, that the people in here working and this church giving already go towards certain things. You give a lot. I told them on the radio, I said, don't think there's people sitting here expecting you to foot the bill. They're just wanting you to get in on it.
Right. Exactly.
Amen. But I say, Island Ford Baptist Church, the reason you ought to keep giving to missions, the reason you ought to keep getting the radio out and giving everything you can, it might take selling some of your own possessions. It might take doing whatever it is for the most important thing. And Paul cried out to those Corinthians when he was saying, give, 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 give. And he threw in there, now thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift.
Amen.
Amen. It's a good and perfect gift. Amen. James said, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. Cometh down from the Father of lights, from whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Amen.
Boy, that good and perfect gift of His Son. It's the greatest gift I've ever received. You remember that rich young ruler coming to Him and he had great possessions. He said, good master, what good thing shall I do to inherit eternal life? Isn't that what He said?
Yes,
and Jesus said, why callest thou Me good?
Yep.
There's none good but one. I'm sorry, JWs, He wasn't saying that He wasn't God.
That's right.
And I'm sorry, Seventh-day Adventists, He wasn't saying keep the law.
Right.
But He knew what would lead that rich young ruler to forsake the world's possessions and seek out the eternal gift.
Amen.
Now you're not saved by leaving worldly possessions. You're not saved. I'll tell you this, you won't get saved until the gift of eternal life means more to you than the world.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. I believe that's where repentance works you from too.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Let me give you the last one here. John 3:16, the God of John 3. Isn't it good God met with us this morning?
Amen.
I'm praying He'll save us, sinner. Wouldn't that be a good end? Wouldn't that be a good end to a marathon and a revival? That the saints of God get revived and a sinner gets saved?
Amen.
Because of the God of John 3:16 so loved the world.
Amen.
That He gave His only begotten Son. Thank God for that gift, that whosoever, there's some guarantees. There's some guarantees in John 3:16. I'll tell you this, for God, that God is talking about, you can guarantee He's never going to die.
Right.
You can guarantee He's never going to lose His power.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, there's a guarantee in this verse, to whosoever, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting. There's a guarantee.
Right.
Don't got that song in your book, Whosoever Meaneth Me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad I can go to the prisons. I can preach the whosoever will gospel.
That's right.
I'm glad, thank God, when I go to the jailhouses or wherever it's at, beside a graveside, I can preach whosoever will gospel. I'm glad when I go to the preacher's fellowship and the Calvinists show up, I can preach a whosoever will gospel. Amen. I'm thank God that there's a guarantee that whosoever.
Amen.
I tell you this, there's a guarantee that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, the Bible says. But it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Listen, sinner, there's a guarantee you will perish in your sins.
Right.
Amen?
Yep.
The Bible says over there, talked about in the book of Revelation, it said, whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Yes.
That's a guarantee.
Right.
That's a guarantee. Amen?
Yes.
Thank God there's a guarantee, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Well, there's another conjunction there, isn't it? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. You remember when He kept that guarantee?
Amen.
Brother Shepherd, how old was you when you got saved?
8 years old.
8 years old. Your mom and daddy got saved just after you was born, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Same night right there. You heard it all your life.
Yes, sir.
You heard whosoever.
Yes, sir.
I bet growing up in a preacher's home, I don't know, at 8 years old, there was times you was wondering if that's really true. And I don't know what it was like, but I just tell you this, that night all I knew is I needed to flee for refuge.
Right.
I just needed the preacher told me there was hope.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And that God that was impossible for Him to lie. Amen. I got a sure anchor. I don't know what I'll say this morning, but God just said John 3:16. He said, I'm the God of that verse. He said, my grammar in that verse, I loved you and you was unlovable and you're still unlovable as far as the flesh, but I loved you and I love you and I'm going to love you, amen. Everlasting love and everlasting life, but there's guarantees. Whosoever believes will have everlasting life, and whosoever rejects will perish. Where are you at this morning? Let's stand, if you would, every head bowed, every eye closed. I just tried to mind God this morning. I don't ever try to make people come to the altar, but I'm telling you, children of God, if John 3:16 don't get you at an altar, nothing will.
Yes, sir.
Coming out of revival, coming out of marathon, boy, if you just have to be spiritually blind not to see the blessings on Island Ford Baptist Church.
Yes.
Will you come? Some are praying in their seat. That's good too. Do you know the God of John 3:16, sinner? Right now, He presents Himself by His love. Today, He's your Savior. One day, He's going to be your judge.